We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Got a full crowd here tonight. Want to thank everybody for showing up. And even Chuck Bay showed up over here, so we appreciate it. But I know it was a short ride. You're taking a little heat, but he did show up.
And you know what's crazy? Chuck Bay gave me 10 points in the Saints. I'm like, what the hell? It's like, so
you
the
final. You could have given him 10 and so it wouldn't have been close.
The final score was 54 to 19. I got 10 points. But you know what? We donated the charity in Terrebonne
to Joey.
To Joey, yeah, about teach young kids how to swim and all that, and that is going to a good cause. But you know
so,
what?
Hey, we appreciate you showing up. I
appreciate him showing up. But let me tell you right now, Chack Bay, you can't get more Louisiana than Chack Bay. How in the hell you cheer for the Cowgirls? Okay. But you know why he's a fake Cowgirl fan? Because he's cheering for the Eagles against the Saints. No Dallas fan ever cheers for the Eagles, Giants, or the Commanders. No. You never go with the NFC East. No. That's why, come on, Chuck, man, that's too much being a front runner. You can't be. He did acknowledge, though, that he's worried about his team because they're not even the state champs. He knows the Houston Texans are in a better situation right now than the Cowgirls.
And last night you saw they didn't play their best, and they still – man, I give the Bears a lot of credit. They hung in there defensively. Caleb, he was all over the board.
It shows you how tough the NFL is. And ain't no – you go high school to college and college to pros. You could be an outstanding, unbelievable Heisman Trophy winner – and you look at that adversity. Look, you know who's doing better than Caleb Williams? Jayden Daniels. Jayden Daniels is playing better. But you look. Look, Sean Payton said Bo Nix is the next Drew Brees. What? Slow your roll, Coach Payton. So slow your roll on Bo Nix. I don't know about the Broncos. You got to wait for them to actually do something in the NFL. The NFL's hard. People don't realize how competitive, how hard.
Bobby, we get them. Oh, football is football. No, it ain't.
No,
okay,
ain't.
You've only played high school football, and come on, you can't compare high school football to college and college to the pros. It's a totally different game. The speed of the game
and how they come in. Caleb Williams is like saying, man, when I was at USC.
I didn't see nothing like this.
It was a whole lot easier than it is with the Bears.
We're going to go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and Mr. and Mrs. Houdat Nation, and hail to the mighty Cowgirl humbling Saints. And Mike, you know, I'm going to take you to task humorously right now because you predicted the game would be a defensive struggle with a low score. Well, you were only half right yesterday because the Saints played some excellent defense, being led by the ageless DeMario Davis and a seemingly born-again Tyrann Mathieu. But, you know, we all agreed that it's the offense that particularly shone yesterday, and I'm sure that no one was happier than you to be wrong about how the Cowgirls were going to play.
Man, you listen, know? I thought this would be a low-scoring game, like 27-20, yes. Something like that.
I thought Vegas had it right. The Saints are 6.5-point underdog.
But, man.
And I said, we can upset Dallas, but I don't know if we will.
After I saw the first series, I was like, man, I'm wrong on this. They're going to put some points up. Now, I was close on the Cowboys, 19. But, man, everything else, the Saints, it was not surprising. It was shocking to see them again put up these kind of numbers because no one could have predicted this, Big John. No one could have said that this would happen in this manner.
Well, because the damn Cowgirls are overrated. Oh, the Dallas. Oh, the Cowgirls. Everybody wants to say, oh, like Dallas, the America's team. Well, we the damn world's team. We universal. The Houdat Nation. We not only Gulf Coast, Gulf South. I mean, you think in Europe, you might say, oh, well, would you rather hang out in New Orleans or if you come to America, you rather hang out in New Orleans or Dallas? Well, what are you going to do in Dallas? You going to watch tumbleweeds and stuff? I mean, it's more eccentric. to come in New Orleans. I mean, the bottom line is we are more the world's team. Now, you might remember old school Dallas, J.R. Ewing and all that. Everybody wants to be a Cowboy and all that. But right now, the Cowboys are cowgirls. No, that football team is wearing skirts. They ain't knocking on snot bubble. The Dallas Cowgirls are soft. Just I tell you what. Who does Dallas play? They're playing the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Oh, okay. Good luck, Derrick Henry. Run right at him. Run right at him like the Packers and the Saints did. Like the Packers did in the playoffs. And the Saints, you know, the Browns screwed up. They're trying to make Deshaun Watson throw the ball too much.
No.
Run right at him. Run right at Dallas.
It's almost like they had not watched film of what really worked against Dallas in the past. Big John, I'm going to let you follow that.
Well, you know, guys, I know y'all like history. Bobby, I know you particularly like history. You know, I like history. But on November the 27th, 2000, the day after the Saints and Aaron Brooks in his first NFL start defeated the greatest show on turf, our dear departed Buddy D asked rhetorically what many in the Hoodat Nation were probably asking yesterday and are still asking today, and that is, who were those guys? And my answer to that then, as it is, as it was back then, it is now, that's the New Orleans Saints, and they were the winners of yesterday's football game. And let me be clear, and I hope you're listening, Jack Bay, okay? The Cowgirls did not lose the game. They did not give it away. They did not show up yesterday or whatever the rest of you bonehead Cowgirls fans think, okay? The Saints won the football game, and they won it decisively on both sides of the ball and in the special teams as well. And Bobby, I know you said it a couple of times. I'm going to say it too. That was a complete overall ass whipping.
And it wasn't even close.
No.
Dallas looked like the JV and we were the varsity. You know, you got some like 9th graders, the 10th graders trying to play with the 11th, 12th graders. No, it was like the varsity versus the JV. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, I wish TV would have put and film Jerry Jones more about his reaction. You know, as nice and sweet as Gail Benson is, the owner of the Saints, and Jerry Jones, you know, he has his own show and all that. Well, you know what? This nice, sweet old lady, Ms. Gail Benson, whipped Jerry Jones' ass and his team. You know, when they go to meetings and all they talk, Jerry, we had a good time. You know, playing y'all and stuff. Think about that, about Gail Benson, how sweet she is, and Jerry Jones, a little arrogant that he is, and that it doesn't matter, your team didn't show up. They didn't show up. And let me tell you, Dallas is so overrated, sometimes it's frustrating. It is frustrating because if they actually would have won something, when they won something last, 1996? I was still playing, and I got freaking white hair and stuff. I mean, to show you Dallas has been so irrelevant, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's like they say at the end of the Beverly Hillbillies, y'all come back now, you hear?
Y'all come back now, you know, and you know what? You know what? Then all of a sudden you see Dak Prescott and the Cowgirl players doing interviews. And Jerry Jones worked out his own deal with Pepsi. You know, Pepsi's probably trying to renege on that deal. You look at the banner. You look at the banner they have with other players of Pepsi. Pepsi says, I don't know if we want to be part of the Cowgirls anymore.
Thanks so much for the call, Big John. We appreciate it, bud. Let's go to Chuck and Gonzalez. Chuck in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Mike, Bobby, I just want to say one thing. Steve Young did an interview with Dan Patrick, and he said, quarterback can't really show who he is behind a bad offensive line. And let me tell you something. I don't know who this guy Luke Patrick is. And I don't know how we got him, but whoever pulled that trigger was one of the smartest people on our team, on our
started a number
people.
Of games.
Yeah,
right?
he started at both center and guard for the Bears.
Bears, yeah.
He's a good technician. He isn't the biggest, strongest, or quickest guy in the world. But what he's always been known at, even in Duke, and then he comes into the NFL, he's a great technician.
Well,
he knows how to tie you up.
And Mike, he could be our new version of James Hurst. Why not?
Because he can play both center and guard. No, he can't play tackle, but center and guard.
You plug and play, and he's done a formidable job. I mean, I am. Let me tell you what. Still, going into the Eagles game, I am so ecstatic with our offensive line.
Man, Bob, I tell you who played yesterday. Taliese Fuaga, a rookie who has really not played much left tackle, he basically blocked out the sun yesterday.
And his back
and he got a back issue.
His back issue, he probably gave him a shot so he don't feel
his
back.
He got the bad lumbago.
So maybe he woke up this morning feeling like crap, but I don't know. He just give him another shot next Sunday. I'd be ready to roll and go against the Eagles. Come on.
But you're right about Lucas Patrick. I thought he had a very good game, and so did Taliaferro.
I can tell you I am so confident in the Saints right now. If our offensive line plays like they played the first two games, the Saints are winning. I'm telling you, we're winning. I don't know about winning a Super Bowl, but we're in the hunt. We're in the hunt. If our offensive line, because I think all other areas, I think we're going to be fine.
Can we get that? That was the big question.
The consistency of the offensive line, hell yeah, we're in the hunt.